Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Mem Aleph. We're starting at a brand new Mishnah at the top of the Amud, the third line. Although it's a brand new Mishnah, it continues with the halacha of the prior Mishnah. What was the halacha that we learned in the prior Mishnah? That although there's a din on Kroivas Chalutzosoi, which means that a Yid, after he gave Chalitza to his Yivama, not only can he not go and marry her subsequently, Kimish Leibana Shuvla Yivne, but Midrabanan, he's not allowed to marry any of the Kroivois of that Chalutza. He's not allowed to marry the sister of the Chalutza, the mother of the Chalutza, like we learned in yesterday's Mishnah. Now, what about all the other brothers? Because after all, we're not living in a vacuum. The Cholites had other brothers as well. Can they go and marry Achois Chalutzosoi or Kroivas Chalutzosoi? In the Mishnah we said, yes, V'achin Mutar. So therefore, the person who gives Chalitza, it's not to his advantage in the sense of that he is now closing himself away from being able to marry immediate relatives of the Chalutza. The other brothers, although they have the same din, that they no longer have the zika towards the Chalutza, however, they're totally mutter to marry any of the Kroivois of the Chalutza. That was yesterday's Mishnah. So now, based on that, starting today's Mishnah, Hacholitz Liyavamtoi, person gave Chalitza, V'nosa Ochiv Es Achoysa, and the brother of the Cholitz, who, by the way, had the same Zika as the Cholitz, because there were several brothers. He didn't do the Chalitza, it was his brother that did Chalitza. So now another brother went and married the sister of the Yavama. Is that a problem? The answer is no. He had every right to go and marry the Achoysa. The Cholitz could not have married the Achoysa. That would have been Achois Chalutzosai. But the Ochiv can marry, that's not a problem. Okay, but now the problem is that after Nosa Ochiv Es Achoysa Umes, that brother that married the Achoysa now passed away. And now what happens? The Achoysa now falls Liyibam to the Cholitz.
Chalutzosa falls Liyibam.
So now the question is, can that Achoysa now marry or be Nisyabam Al Yedei HaCholitz? The problem is that as far as that Cholitz is concerned, that is Achois Chalutzosoi. Achois Chalutzosoi, he can't go marry her. So the Choyra should be potter from everything. So the Mishnah, no, it's Cholitzes V'loi Misyabemis. Why? Because the whole din of Achois Chalutzosoi is Dirabona, not Minatoira. Minatoira is allowed to marry all of the Kroivois of the Chalutza. The only reason why they asked it, as we learned yesterday, is because just like Minatoira, the Toira asks you to go and marry the Kroivois, the all of the Aroyois. If a person marries his wife, then he's not allowed to marry the mother of his wife, and the sister of his wife, and the daughter of his wife. So all of those Kroivois are Minatoira. The Chum said, same thing applies to your Chalutza. Don't marry the mother of the Chalutza, and the sister of the Chalutza, and the daughter of the Chalutza, etc. But it's a Tiravon. So Minatoira, he's allowed to go and marry the Achois Chalutzase. So now, in this case, where his brother, who married his Achois Chalutzase, Beheter, he did it properly. And when that brother died, now that Achois Chalutzosei falls to him, to that original Choylaitz, Min HaToyro, he has a mitzvah of Yimim V'Chalitza. But Midrabani is not allowed to go and marry her. So therefore, Choylaitz is V'loim Misyabem is very straightforward. Now, V'chein. Now, the Gemara is going to ask on this V'chein, as we'll see shortly. But in the meantime, it says V'chein. The same thing applies. Yes, what is Uri?
I don't understand the part over here. It says that he can't do... that he should do Chalitza, but he can't do Yibum.
Correct.
Didn't we say much earlier in the Masechta that in a case where you can't do Yibum, you shouldn't have to do Chalitza?
What you're saying is absolutely correct. The Gemara that we talked about before, and in fact we're going to have it again on the Amud Beis, the Gemara considers this to be a package deal. If there's Yibum, there's Chalitza. If there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza. But that's all in the HaTorah. When the Torah tells you that there's a mitzvah, miyabim this particular woman, if for whatever reason you cannot, you don't want to, whatever, then you have the backup, you have the chalitza. If there's no din of yibam, then no din of chalitza. The two work hand in hand. Here, however, we're talking about a diraban, where min ha-Torah, he has the mitzvah to go and be miyabim this woman, because his brother died and left over this woman in the mitzvah of yibam. But the Chacham said, but there's another problem, and the problem is, it's a Choyis Chalut Tzosai. I mean, I've heard there's no such issue, no such problem. But the Chacham instituted special Gzeira, special Takanas. So because of that special Gzeira, you cannot be Miyabem. However, you still have the Chiyuv Mideraisa and to go and give Chalit.
And this, that's this case.
That's this case. Oh, Tzosai. That's this case. So that's Halacha number one. Now, Halacha number two, V'chein HaMegarish HaSishtoi. Now we're talking about a choylitz livemtai. Person was married to his wife, and unfortunately, for whatever reason, it didn't work out, and he gave a get to his wife. Okay. V'nasa ochiv esachoyse. Now his brother married the sister of his former wife. Now he could not have married that sister because it's isha lachoyse leisika.
That's
min ha'toira. The only time he could have married the sister of his wife is after his wife passes away to the Olam Emes. Because the Torah says, Bechayeha. But as long as his wife is alive, even though they're no longer married, he's not allowed to marry the sister. Okay, that's him. But the brother can marry the sister. Okay, that's fine. But unfortunately, guess what happened to the brother? Umas, and that was the brother passed away.
And she's alive yet.
And now she's alive. Both his original Grusha is alive, and now his former sister-in-law, the Nosa Achim is a choisa, that achoisa is alive. So now the question is, can he go and be miyabim that achoisa? The answer is no. This is already min ha-toira. Because the Toira says you're now going to marry two sisters. Not only you're now going to marry them simultaneously, you're now going to marry them consecutively unless one of them passed away. If your former wife, Chas V'Shalom, passed away, you're allowed to go and marry the sister. But as long as that former wife is still alive and kicking, you're now going to marry the sister. So since that Isha Grusha is still alive, he's not allowed to go mi miyabim now the achoisa, and therefore says the Mishnah Harizu Ptura. Here there's no din of chayletzes v'loim yisabemis. There's nothing, zero. It's a regular case of achois ishtoi, which is awesome. And that's what the Gemara is going to. That's why when I started off,
the same din.
The chayin doesn't make sense. If the two halachas would be the same, you'd say not only an A, but then B, the same thing. It's not the same thing. First case chayletzes yisabemis. Second case is Ptura. And that's the Gemara. If you just jump to the Gemara, you see the Gemara asks, my v'chein. So Timur, you're right. Eim avol. Just make a small change. Take out the word v'chein, put in the word avol. And therefore, and then it makes sense that these are two separate cases. Okay. On to the next case. Shemeres yavam shekidesh ochiv esachoysa. You have a shemeres yavam, yavama, and there are, let's talk about, there could be several brothers, but for our purposes, there are two brothers. In other words, two surviving brothers. We started off with three brothers. One brother passed away, leaving over the Almana, the Yavama, two surviving brothers. Now, one of them should go and do Yivam V'chalitza, and before one of them had a chance to do Yivam V'chalitza, the other brother, Kiddush Ochiv Es Achoisa, he was Mekadish, the sister of that Yavama, which is what we would call Achoy Zikukosoi. That's a very good question. Normally you would say, Achoisu Kukasi, this should be prohibited. And therefore what he did is a bad thing. However, Toysis on Chav Gimel Amid Bey says that the only Isser Achoisu Kukasi, if there is Bia. Meaning that if there's a Yibum, not here a Yibum, but he would actually do Nisuit. Here he only did Kiddush, which is just Erisin. So Toysin Chav Gimel Amid Bey says, therefore this was permitted. It may not be a smart idea, we're not recommending it, but Lamaisa, what he did was permitted. So now, this causes now...
Okay, so Rabbi, you're
all anticipating the next few words, so let's see what the Mishnah continues on to say. So now, what's his problem? His problem is, he would like to consummate this marriage, because after all, the reason why a person does Erisin, because ultimately he wants to do Nisuit. So he would like to consummate, but he cannot consummate. Because if he's going to live with his new wife, then he's going to be over the din of Achoy Ziku Kasai, because the other sister is the Zika, and Zikuzaki to him. On the other hand, he cannot be Miyabim, the Yavama, because the Yavama is Achoy's Ishtoi. He was Mekadish. It's not only Achoy Ziku Kasai, it's Achoy's Ishtoi, because after all, he's Mekudeshes to the Achoy's. It was a valid Kedushin. Maybe it wasn't a smart idea, but the Mice, it was valid. And therefore, he cannot either be miyabim the Avama, nor can he consummate the marriage with his with the achoisa, with the wife, with the sister.
Can you put on the heater if you want that?
Would you like it?
I mean, if people have cold, there's one right here. We can plug
okay.
it in.
Okay, it's up to you. I have no problem.
It's a Chavar Gamal type situation, right?
I know.
About the heater, or you're talking about the Yavama and the...
Yavama vis-a-vis the...
Well, listen.
He
more said elsewhere. Oilai me ishtai, oilai me yavama.
What are these noises?
Okay, anyway, beginning back to our Mishnah now. So you see that he's a little bit in a pickle, this fellow, by going and marrying, doing erusin to the achoisa. So what's the eitzah? In Mishum Rabbi Yehud ben Beseira Omru, they send name Rabbi Yehud ben Beseira. Oimrim loy, we tell this brother that was Mekadesh es Achoisa, Hamten wait, don't do anything. Meaning, don't consummate the marriage by doing Nisuan, because you'll be Oivan an Achoiziku Kase Pram. Wait, hopefully, shortly, your other brother, who didn't act so impetuously, he's going to go and he'll be either Miyabim or he'll be Choylet the Yevama. Once he does that, the Zika will go away, and then you can go and do Nisuan and consummate the marriage. Then it'll be fine. So now what happens? Cholitz la'achav oikonsa, einacham bitaka waited, and the brother gave chalitza or yibam. As a result, poof, the Zika went away. Yichlis is ishtoi, at that point, then he can be koinis is ishtoi, he can go and finish off and do nisuan, and sholem ha'yisra. Very, very good. Okay, now...
If his brother never does it, he's trapped.
So what's going to happen with yibam, huh?
She shemeres
Yibam. So now says the Mishnah, what happens if after 120 finally makes Yibam, she's waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting together with that brother, right? Everybody's waiting for someone to do something and nobody did anything. So Mesa Yibama, what happens if the Yibama ultimately passed away? So now, since she passed away, I no longer have to say Hamtein until Yasa Chicha Masa. The Chicha did the Masa. Exactly. So now that's out of the picture. Yichlis is Ishtoi. Now this fellow who's been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, Baruch Hashem, the wait is over. He can finally be
Koyis. No longer Chazikas. She's dead.
Exactly. She's not. Even if it would have been an Achis Ishtoi problem, it wouldn't be a problem because Menatoira, there's no issue. After the other one passed away,
b'chaya. We're not talking about b'chaya, either, right? We're talking about because the zika is removed. It's the same as if someone did a chalitza or a yibam.
And you're right, but it's even more than that. The zika is removed. Even if this would have been ishtoi, once his wife goes away, now ishtoi obviously is much worse than zukosai, right? Than his achoyz zukosai. Even if it's the achoyz ishtoi, once his wife passed away, then he's allowed to go marry the sister. That's what it's okay.
That she has to marry. Or she can marry somebody outside the family.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you
mean. She compelled to go through the whole ceremony of Yibam.
You're talking about the Yivama?
Yeah.
Every Yivama either has to go through the full ceremony of Yibam.
She's trying to make sure that she doesn't come, to protect the family, she has children. Well, she doesn't want to marry into that family. She wants to go marry somebody.
Then she get a chalitza. She get a chalitza.
You have to get a chalitza.
You have to have Yibam, either Yibam or chalitza.
But in this second scenario where may say Yivama.
Yes.
I mean, this is the only scenario. If he was the only brother, mm-hmm. and he went ahead and he was.
That's the next case. So remember, we start over three brothers. One brother died, leaving over the Yavama. One of the other brothers was the potential Yavam. The third one was the one that acted very, very
precipitously,
impetuously, whatever you like. And he went and he married the other sister. Now, what happens, Mace Yavam? We told him, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira say, you, third brother, wait until the Yavam does something. And guess what happened? He didn't do anything. And the Yavam passed away. So who's left now? I'm now left with that third brother who's married to the sister of his Zika. So now he cannot go and finish off the marriage because he has the Achoisu Kukase. He can't go and be Miyabim, the original Yavama, because that is now Achois Ishtoi. So Vosel Madotan, Meis Yavam, if the Yovan passed away, he's the only brother alive. Yoitzias Ishtoi beget, since he cannot live with his wife, he should go and give her a get. Now that he gives the wife a get, Veishas Achi Bachalitza, he would not be able to go and be koinis. Why can't he be koinis? What's the problem now? So Rashi says that this would be a case of Achois Grushosoi. It was Achois Ishtoi, and now even though the Ishtoi is no longer as Ishtoi, but the Torah says, Ishtoi Achois Leisikach, as long as Bechayeha, and she's still alive. Rashi calls the chayz kerushasa. It's really he can't. It's really the iser of a chayz ishtay, but it's not his ishtay anymore. So that's why Rashi calls the chayz kerushasa. Right? You can't say chayz ishtay of his wife.
He cannot remarry his first wife after the
get. Oh, we're talking about remarriage. I'm going to talk about that. Another few lines. That's going to be the Gemara. Baltimazay.
So Baltimazay is alive.
Anyway, but the point is, Yoytzis Ishtay beget to the Eishes Acha
b'Chalitza. But he definitely married, did Kedushin on one sister.
For sure.
So he can't marry the sister while she's alive.
100%. He's asking, could he go and be Machzer Grusha? So he's going to take back his Grusha afterwards. But in the meantime, Yoytzis Ishtay beget, she's going to give a get.
If she didn't live with another guy.
Right. Okay, so we'll make sure. That's why we'll see the Gemara. Let me just finish the case of the Mishnah of Yoynit Ken Frame. So Yoytzis Ishtay beget, he gives a get to his wife. Now she's out of the picture. Let him go and make a yibum on the Eishes Achiv, meaning let's go miyam. He can't be miyam. Why? Because that would be achois, former achois ishtoi. And achois ishtoi, achois loisikach. It's no longer his wife, makes those divas. But as long as she's alive, he cannot be miyam. So what he has to do is he has to go and give chalitza to the other one. Yes, what's up there?
So, first of all, this last scenario also we're still talking about, it wasn't Kedushin, it was only Erisin, right?
Only Erisin.
And also, why wouldn't he be putter from Chalitza if it's Achois Ishtoi or Achois Girshosei?
So why do you need Chalitza for it? Should be putter and Gantz?
Putter, yeah. She's an Erisin.
The Zika was before the Kedushin. The Zika was in existence, and then while she was zakut to the two surrounding brothers, then he's an Erisin with the sister. Man. The Zika is there.
So what Barry is saying is that when the Yavama originally fell, it wasn't Achois Ishtoi at that time. So therefore the Zika was there. We're going to have in the Gemara is going to go and say that the Yavama Shehutra, V'Nesra, V'Chozra, V'Hutter, Tachsel HaTeira HaRishayin. Because of the fact that this Yavama originally was mutter to that third brother, and then he's the one that caused this stumbling block, if you will, built the Chinese wall, whatever metaphor you like, by the fact that he married the other wife, the other sister. Now he can't go and do anything, Yibum Chalitza, but he was always relying on his other brother. But the other brother passed away, and now he's in Nembachana Planta, Wuzalatin. So therefore he cannot continue to consummate the marriage because it's a Choy, it's a Zuku Kosai. So he has to give her a get. Go and say now that the first woman, the Yavama, should be Mutaris Lashuk, because of the fact that it was a Chois Ishtoi, because of the fact that it was a Zika L'chatchila, and he was the one that built up this Isser in the first place. Okay, I've removed the Isser that I no longer have the second woman as my wife, but nevertheless he still has to give a Chalitza, because he started off with a Chiyuv Yibum or Chalitza at the outset. What?
Well, he didn't remove the Isser, he still, now he has a different Isser of Achos Gurushosei.
True, but since he had the original chiyuv of Zika originally, that Zika doesn't go away, even though he is the one that caused the stumbling block by going and marrying the other woman. But nevertheless, that Zika is there, and he has to remove it. Yibam he cannot do, because Achois Grushosei, Achois Ishtoi, but he still has to go and do Chalitza. We started off the Mishnah that Achos Levemtai, Achos Levemtai, Achos Levemtai, Achos Levemtai. And the obvious question is, my v'chein, it's not the same halach, it's two different halachas. See, well, you're right. Eima avol. Don't go and say, v'chein amegarish, say, avol amegarish es ishtoi. Harizu b'tur. Very good. Omrish, lokish kanshan, Rebbe. Here Rebbe, in a very nice, succinct fashion, made a distinction between achois gerusha and achois chalutza. Achois gerusha, midivrei toira, ishal achois alisikach. The din of achois chalutza, midivrei safram, no midraban, since midraban, it's chaylatzes, v'loi misyabimus. Okay, very simple. Next, tickle. Shemer is yabim shekidesh. Omer Shmuel. Halacha k'div Reb Yehuda ben Beseda, that Reb Yehuda ben Beseda says, we tell that third brother, hamtein achiyas achicha masa. Iboy lehu, mesa ishtoi mao b'yevemtoi. Now we're jumping towards the end of the Mishnah, where it says in the end of the Mishnah, that if mesa yevama, if the yevama passes away, then yichnois is ishtoi. What happens if it's the other way around? What happens if mesa ishtoi mao b'yevemtoi? Nebuch is isha, that third brother who married the achoisa, that achoisa passed away, can he go and be miyabim now the Yavama. So let's think about this for a moment. Before he went and met, we touched on this in the last few minutes at the end of the Mishnah.
But now
the
before also.
So the Gemara asked now a question. We said, what was the case originally? This Yavama Reuven passed away. Shimon and Levi are the two brothers. So now this Yavama falls to Shimon and Levi. Instead of somebody being miyabim, Levi went and married the sister. Married only through Kiddush, only Eishes Kanishon, was Mekavish, the sister of the Eishes Reuven. Not a nice thing. It was permissible. But I'm sorry?
Was
Mekadesh
the sister of the
Yivam. So that caused all of these problems. Because they chose Ishtai, gone to Tzoris. So the Mishnah said, what happens if Mesa Yivama, Yichles is Ishtai. But let's talk about the other case, Mesa Ishtai. If the Ishtai passed away. Now before he married his wife, he had that Zika from the Yivam, like we said before. So there was a Zika. Now temporarily he could not be Miyabim because he's married to the sister. So now, Mesa Ishtai, what happens if his sister passed away? So now we're back to square one. His Ishtai, his wife, wife, the capital W, Ishtai.
Who was the sister of
the Yivam? Who was the sister of the Yivam? So now the wife passed away. The Ishtai passed away. The one that he only had through Eris and not through Nasir. Good. So now we are left with Vaita Shimon and Levi, as well as the former Achoyes Reuven. Then Shimon also passes away, so he's out of the picture. Now we only got Levi left. Can Levi be miyabim that Yivam?
Why not?
Why yes?
Because once his sister is the Yivam's sister passes away, there is no marikul.
Okay.
There is a zikya of Yivam. That's it.
So you hold that it's mut. Do I hear any tzad that it's awesome? Of course, but I want to hear if anybody has a tzad of awesome.
Now, once the issa was found,
my logic should be with that. Once the sister dies, if the sister dies,
he's allowed to go miyabim.
You are allowed to.
Right.
But the rabbanon calls away the problem of the
issa. Of the
ishtoi,
So, Mr. Friedlander, you hold mamish like Rav and Reb Chanina. Rav, Reb Chanina, and Mr. Friedlander, all of the Zangazin, at least Mr. Friedlander Zangazin, and Rav and Reb Chanina, their Torah keeps on living. All of them together say the same halacha. That Meisa Ishtai might be Evemte, Rav, Reb Chanina, the Amrit Ravayu, Meisa Ishtai Mutta be Evemte, Mamish Azoy Vizot. Shmuel, Rav Asi, the Amrit Ravayu, Meisa Ishtai, also be Evemte. I'm sorry, Mr. Freeland, don't be offended. Shmuel and Rabasi disagree, but you have Rav and Rabbi Chanina. Now the question is, Rav, my time with Rav, what's the reason of Rav? Zokti Yomara Mishim Dahava Yivama Shehutra V'Nezra V'Chozer V'Hutra Tachsel HaTeira Rishon. Rav's svar is, you had a Yivama that was originally Muteris, meaning that when Reuven passed away, Levi could have been Miyabeh, totally mutter. Unfortunately, Nasser, how did he become Nasser? Because Levi married the sister. But now that sister issue is out, because Mesa Ishtar, so no longer the sister, no longer the wife, no longer the Arusa, zero, Gunish Giblin. Bechazer Behutra. So now he's mutter again to the original Yivama. Tachsel Terishon, that's your svara, right? Very good. Now, what's the other tzad? The other tzad we're going to have in the Gemara shortly. The Blazer holds. Kiven Shenesra Yevama Shoachas, then Nesra Olamis, then it doesn't go back. Mitchell, we're going to see that svar in a minute, and the Gemara is going to bring that.
I'm confused.
Why are you confused? It's very simple.
Which part did she become usher to Levi?
Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven died, left over the Yevama for Shimon and for Levi. I like sprints about it. But anyway, Reuven passed away, now you have the Eishes Reuven. Good. Shimon and Levi could have been Miyabim. Instead, what does Levi went and married the sister of the former Eishes Reuven. So now, at this point, Levi cannot go and marry his own wife, he can't consummate, and he can also not be Miyabim. We agree?
Yeah.
So before he married the sister, was it Hutra, he was able to Miyabim?
Yeah.
Reb Yoina, maskim or not maskim?
I'm confused between Shimon and Levi over here. Who? Shimon went ahead and married.
Shimon didn't do anything. Shimon is sitting in the Smedish learning the daf together with us. Levi went and married the sister.
Shimon doesn't want to do anything.
Levi went and married the sister of the Divama. Mm-hmm. Good? Problem now, because he can't consummate it, he can't be Miyabim. So, originally, before he married that sister, could he have been Miyabim Divama?
Right.
Yes or no? Yes, okay. It's Hutra. When he married the sister of the Yivama, Could he now be miyabim the Avama?
No.
So first it was Hutra, Vinesra. Maskim?
But aren't we talking about Shimon who's sitting learning the daf?
No, Shimon continues to learn the daf. We're only talking about Levi. Only Levi. So far so good?
So far so good.
Good. So Levi was originally mutter to marry the Yavama. He married his wife, the sister. Can he be miyam the Yavama? No, it's Hutra Vinesra. Now what happened? Unfortunately, his wife, Nebuch, passed away. Since he passed away, could he now be miyam the original Yavama? Who holds that way? That's what Rav holds. And that's what Rav Chanina holds. And that's what Mr. Friedlander holds. All three of them that say that it's mutter.
I understand. I thought Shimon
is still learning.
No, he's right. Yeah. That if Shimon made a maimer, it would bring in an extra complication.
There's no question about it.
But then it's the same
exactly.
Case as we had before.
Anyway, let's continue on. Yes, it's all very gishmak. That's what Rav holds, that it was Hutra, Vinesra, because of Hutra Tachzatera Rishoin. Now it's too hot.
I'm putting it on low, not high.
Okay, fine. If you want, you can turn it the other direction so that the seats. Oh, much better.
It still gives in the room. It gets.
No.
It's gonna be fine now.
It's gonna be fine. There's no question about it. If we're in Varm, then you have no problem. Frankly, Moriyatz Mosav, I have a kasha Mosav Ramam Nuna. We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah we had earlier on in our Masechta. A Gishmak Mishnah, the previous paragraph that spoke about the three brothers, the four brothers, the six brothers. See, I have Gimelachim, three brothers. Beis Neduim, Beis Achayis.
Nisuin.
You have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married too. Now Barry wants to say Ruchan and Levi. Fine, good. Mask it. V'echad Mufna. Mufna means he was ponoi. He remained a bachelor. So we have now three brothers. Two are married to two sisters. Third one is a bachelor. Meis echad mi bali achoyis. One of the bali achoyis, Reuven, passed away. Unfortunately. V'osa bo Mufna maimer. Now, as far as brother number two, Shimon, who's married to the remaining sister, obviously he cannot be miyabim. There's nothing to talk about. Levi, however, the mufna, he is able to do something. What did he do? He went and did maimer with the former Eishes Reuven. So now we have Shimon married to Leah, Mrs. Shimon, and you have Leah who did, not Leah, you have Levi that did a partial marriage. He didn't do a full-fledged Yibam. He did a Maimer with the former Eishes Reuven.
He could have done Yibam.
He could have. He would have. He should have. But guess what happened? After the Maimer, we asked Achmeis Nebuch
Nebuchishon.
He was on the way to Yibam.
I'm sorry?
He was on the way.
He was on the way.
The whole Maimer he didn't have to do. It was a voluntary act.
Well, we'll see later on in our Masechta that the Chum instituted Maimer to kind of like a transition period. It shouldn't go straight to Yibam.
Minatoira,
there's no din of Maimer. It's only Midrabanan that they instituted. Exactly. In Midrabanan, it's Midrabanan. According to Beishamai, Maimer is very strong.
It's like Makadosh Babia. Without.
In the Chanami. Yeah, okay. Anyways, yes,
I didn't make it up, I remember.
You're doing fine. Everybody so far is so good? Good. Yeah. So let's continue on. So again, Reuven died, Shimon is married to Mrs. Shimon, and Levi is now married, not full fledged Yibam, but he's married through Maimer to the former Mrs. Reuven. Okay. The Achkach Meis Ochiv Hasheni. And now Shimon Nebuch passes away. Reuven passed away, Shimon passed away. We have now Eishes Shimon falling the Yibam to Levi. Now, can Levi possibly miyabim the Eishes Shimon?
No.
Why not? Because Levi is already married to, through Maimer, to the Eishes Reuven. So, Be'emesin, min ha-toira, he could go and marry miyabim the Eishes Shimon. Because min ha-toira, the Maimer is really le'mal of le'moir. But Midrabban, he's not allowed to go marry. Yes, you have a question.
Even without Maimer, you have an issue of Eishes.
Yeah, Achoy Zukukosai.
That may also be Midrabban. So.
That's going to be a problem too. So Baruch Hashem, we got plenty of problems. So, but it's intensified by the fact that they have the Maimer. Achoy Zukukosai is one issue. If you remember, we had early on in the Sechus, Machloikis, whether there is a din of Zika or not for these purposes, the Gavi Achoy Zukukosai. But if it happens to be a Maimer, it's already a strengthened Zika. It's not just a small Zika with a small Zion, and now it's a big Zika because he's Mamish Mam married to, not Yibam, but through Maimer. Anyway, continuing on. So what happened now? The Acha Meisach Hashem. So now Shimon passed away. The Yachak, because so now who's left over? The Mrs. Shimon, and Mrs. Shimon says to Levi, I beg you, please go and do Yibam. I can't do Yibam, I can do Maimer to my Eishes, the former Eishes Reuve. And guess what happened? The Yachak, Mesa, Ishtoi, Acharov. And now, not only did Shimon pass away, Mrs. Shimon also passed away. Aha! So now what happens? So now this Yevamah has a din of Chalitza and Na'ivim. Means Shimon's wife, or means Levi's wife? It probably means Levi's wife. Probably Levi's wife. Now you have to. I'm sorry, Nachum.
Reuven's widow.
Reuven's widow is Shimon's wife.
That's Levi's wife.
Shimon wasn't married. As Levi's my wife.
I'm sorry, Nachum.
This is Levi's
maimer,
right?
The one that had the maimer passed away, right? The achach meisa ishtoy
shalos maimer zoo.
Achach meisa ishtoy shalsheini acharov v'nishara balas maimer zoo. That's the woman was that balas maimer. That's Eishes Reuven. Good. So Eishes Reuven is nishara balas maimer zoo. That's what I was saying before. She remains. So the former Eishes Reuven, who is married through Maimer to Levi, she remains. So the one that passed away was Shimon and Shimon's wife, and now I have left over the Eishes Levi, which was originally the Eishes Reuven, mm-hmm. who he was koina through Maimer. The question is, what does he do with that wife now? What he can do is she becomes now, he can do Chalitza, but he cannot do Yivim. Chayyur also have to give a get, but the Gemara doesn't address that. Vazokte?
Why not?
What's the problem? So now, let's think about this for a moment. When the Eishes, again, Reuven died, Eishes Reuven fell to Shimon, couldn't go marry her because of Chayyur died, so Levi the Mufna went and married her, and now, but only through Maimer, right? Now Shimon died, so as long as Shimon died, Shimon's wife is now falling leivim to Levi. Levi can neither consummate his marriage. Why? Because it's a chois ziku kosoi. Nor can he go and be miyabim because not li in a chois ishtoi through maimer. So now he's kind of stuck in both ways. Right? Now what happens is Shimon's wife now passes away, and now all the one that's left is Levi with his maimer wife. So l'chay should say he can go and be miyabim. Yeah, but the point is, a few minutes ago, until Eishes Shimon passed away, he was not able to go with Miyabim, his own wife. Why not? Because it was a Chaisu Kukase. But now that's gone away from the scene. But didn't we say now, according to Rav and Reb Chanina, and according to Mr. Friedlander, that Meisa Ishtoi would be a Vemtoi? Why? Because Yivamisha Hutra, Vinesra, Vachazra, Vahutra, Tachla, Teira, Rishoi. So, you know, even though there was this interim period when Shimon passed away, when Levi could not be Miyabim, his own wife. However, once the Eishes Shimon passed away, it should be Chazla Teira Rishoin. However, it says no. Let's learn Mr. Bemis. Vamai Tebeki Vamishahutra Benesu Chazla Teira Rishoin. So Chayesh Darke Kasha Ishtik. So when he heard this Kasha, when Avamnuna asked this Kasha, he said Chvaisish.
Ishtik.
Who's this Rav? Rav, because Yomar said, "Oh, Rav, my time at the Rav." Okay. Then Moshe Rav Amdana. So Ishtik Rav was quiet. The Kasha, yeah. After Rav Amnuna left, Omar, so then Rav started thinking to himself, Amayle Amrisle, why didn't we answer? Although the word Amrisle means why didn't you answer. However, Mitzvah Eison or someone in the back of the Gemara says, it means Amayle Amrisle, why didn't I say? I could have told
himself, as it were.
Exactly. Well, and he's talking to us now. The Rabbi Loza, I should have told him this is Rabbi Loza. In other words, Einachanami Rav holds his shita the Chozva Teira Rishon, but there is a shita of Rebbe Loza that disagrees.
Shmiel.
Who is this Rebbe Loza? Well, we're going to Shmuel is the Chanamoya, but he's asking Kasha in the Mishnah. So he told him Rebbe Loza, Rebbe Loza ben Shemua, the Omar. Where's the blood? What does Rebbe Loza hold? Kimisha Omda Olav Shoa Achas Bi Isur. Once a Yivama is usher at any time, Bi Isur, Nesra Olav Elamis, and the Isur remains forever. That would be a very good teretz. Now, who is this Rebbe Loza? So we have to analyze Rebbe Loza's case because it'll be important for the next Shtikl Gemara. What was the case of Rebbe Loza? The case of Rebbe Loza was the following. If you skip down three or four lines to the Rashi, you see Rebbe Loza, he, the Perek Beishamai, the common Kufches, which we're going to get to in another couple of months, which state in Perek Beishamai, Hamegarish is a Isha, person gave a get to his wife, Vehechzira, Muteris Liyavam, the blues are oiser. You see the Rashi, it's about three, four lines later on than our Gemara.
What's the address?
You see, it says
Rebbe Loza here. There's another Rebbe Loza. Okay.
Yeah, the other was Rebbe Loza ben Pedas. Anyway, so continues the Rashi. Rebbe Loza oiser hayuva om the olaf shor achas beisa grushas ach. What are we talking about? You have two brothers. One of them is married to his wife, Shprinza, Ruchel, whoever. He's married. And then, unfortunately, the Kedushin didn't go so well, and Nebuchadnezzar gave a get. Okay. Now, would Shimon be allowed to go and marry the Grusha of his brother? His brother went, was married to Shprinza, didn't work out, he gave her a get. Would Shimon be allowed to go and marry, now the divorcee, the Grusha of his brother? What would you say?
No.
Why not?
Because the
Isser of Eishes Ach remains.
The get does not remove that Isser.
Exactly. Eishes Ach remains. Remains forever.
It's forever.
Forever and ever. Okay, Maske.
Also, only Het is him. That's not what they had.
Below Banim.
Yeah, but he was a get.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, really, of course. It's Osser.
Remains Osser. Everybody agrees. Osser. Good. What happens? Can Reuven himself remarry the wife that he gave a get to?
Of course, if she didn't marry,
and she did not marry somebody else in between, and she's not a Kohen, right? Exactly, he's not a Kohen. Then a bother is allowed to get married. So, see, Shimon cannot go and marry her, but Reuven can go. Ironic, right? So Reuven went to marry her. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Guess what happened? Shortly thereafter, Reuven died. So now this Ashes Reuven falls to Shimon. Can Shimon go and be miyabim her? So, didn't we say that he couldn't marry her because he can't go marry her?
But Yibam is the shas of Misa.
He couldn't marry her when Reuven was alive.
But so whatever you're going to go and say, Rabbi, say what doubt that you're going to be right because of the machlokes. Machlokes between Rabbi Loza and the Rabban. So going back to that Rashi, Megar Zisha, Vechzina Yurtit, Muteris Liyavim, you are allowed to be Yavim. Rebbe Loza Oyser Osur. Why? Since earlier, prior to his Hechzira, she was Osur Al Grushasach. Even though Reuven afterwards took her back again, once it's Osur, that's what the Gemara says now. Rebbe Loza Hidi Omer Kivin She Omda Olav Sho Achas Beisur. As long as it was even 1 hour Beisur, and here was could have been years for Isur. Nasa Olav Alamis, it's Osur forever. What did the Rabbanan hold? The Rabbanan hold. That's Taka when she was still Grushasach. But once Reuven took her back again, it's as if the previous history now fell away, because after all, Reuven now reinstituted the old marriage that he had, and now the Gerushin is history, and the old marriage is history, brand new, like Panim Chadosh is Bo Lekan, and now he's remarried, and now when he dies, so now you could be Miyabim, because you're not talking about the history, you're talking about the present. So this is the Machloikas, Reb Lozer, and the Rabban.
It's merely Eishesach,
then. Eishesach is Mutabiyah. Now it's Eishesach. So now what the Gemara is saying is just like Rebbe Lozer holds that svara. That Kimish Omgolov Shachal Bisanesar Lalam is here too, where there was that period of time that Levi couldn't go and consummate the marriage with the Eishes Reuven because he had that Zika from the Eishes Shimon. But now that Eishes Shimon passed away, and now Levi is free because that's what Rav holds. But according to Rebbe Lozer, no. And that's why there'd be a din of Chalitza, not a din of Yibam. Yeah.
We heard earlier a father and a son, and we don't know which one died first. And he said if the son died first, then the father died without children.
Mm-hmm.
So in all cases like that, once if they have children, mm-hmm. then the time when they were married and they had children, then she was. If the father were to die, the widow would not have fallen to Yibam because she had children. If the child dies and then the man dies childless at that moment, we don't say, well, let's see. Well, once she was usher because they had children, and now the son died, so now they're below banim. Now she falls to Yibam. We didn't raise this quality then. That quality, the idea of she's usher to Yibam because she has children, didn't enter into that case.
But I think in your case, she was usher to everybody. In this case, she was only usher to their brother. She's open to the world.
Where did we ever mention this scenario where he had kids, but then they died before him?
We had Gemaras before about who passed away first. That two people, for instance, the Mapoilus.
About Yerusha.
But there, I didn't talk about when the father and the father and the son was the Gabi Yerusha. Exactly. If you had a Balchoit.
Your
case, the Mapoilus, was that there were two sisters that passed away.
And we didn't know what would have been had there been a
There were two sisters that passed away. Which sister passed away first? Was it his wife? Was it the Ivama? Was it the Zika?
We also had where the child died within 30 days.
That we also said, yeah. Unfortunately, our Masechta is full of levayis. Our Masechta is full of levayis. Chevra Kaddish is busy every day. The brother dies, and the sister dies. The brother-in-law dies.
So, one's talking to halacha, then it's a scenario. If the kids died before...
I prefer just focusing on the Gemara. It's complicated enough without going into... We're going to have other Gemaras that will deal with those issues. That originally was Banim, no Banim. Mecha, we'll get to that. Let's go back to our Gemara today.
Suddenly, it's like suddenly out of nowhere, we're getting this new quality of...
Okay, so... But anyway, bottom line is what we've discovered that on Daf Kuf Ches Mir Shem, when we're going to get to it in Mir Shem, not too long from now, that there's going to be this Mishnah about the person that was originally married, divorced, remarried, died. Wow, this young man never had all these tzuras that happened to him in such a short period of time. And now the Shimon, can he be Miyam? Can he not be Miyam? Machloikas or Blazer? And the Chomer Blazer says, oh, sir, why? Kibish Nesar Lov Shoachas. Nesa all of it lumps. Okay, so now that would be the pshat in our Mishnah as well. That the Gimelacha Bezasum Bezachoyos. Why does it say in that Mishnah that Oisi Yavama Chaletz Vlay Miyaseh Bemes? Aye, according to Rav holds that even though Hutra Venesra, but Chazra Hutra Chazra Hetera Rishayim, because that Mishnah is going to Belos. That's what Rava says. So now Rava was kind of kicking himself in the back and saying to himself, why didn't I go and give that teretz to Rav Amnuna? When Rav Amnuna asked his kasha, Rava should have said that to Rav Blasi. Then Hada Omar, then Rava had some further thoughts, and he's again talking out loud, and he's saying, no. Reblaz's case is different than our case. Why is it different than our case? Because the problem of the Isser was pre-existing. Our case is talking about Hutra, Venesra, Bechazer Behutra. Here in that case, when you had the Yibam, what was the situation? When Reuven was originally married. And then he gave her a get. After he gave a get, became now Grushas. Ah. So even though Reuven remarried, according to Reb Elazar, there was a pre-existing Isser that existed even before the Nefila. The Nefila means when she fell the Yibam. What was the pre-existing Isser? The fact that it was Grusha Sach. And that's an Eishas Sach, a Grusha Sach. And therefore that remains Aser. So Eimedem Reb Elazar Eichad Lechazi B'Shas Nefila. That already, before the Nefila, we had an issue. Abel Heichad Lechazi B'Shas Nefila. In our case...
This was when, before the Nefila. He didn't die yet.
Who didn't die?
When he remarried her.
Which case? Our case here in
the the case with Reb Elazar.
The case of Reb Elazar was that
there was no death yet. The death was later.
You're confirming the Gemara. So Reb Pinchas is confirming the Gemara that when Reb Elazar's case was that when Reuven was originally married to his wife and then afterwards gave a get to his wife, then she became also now forever to Shimon, even though Reuven subsequently remarried his former wife. As far as Shimon is concerned, that's also forever. And even though Reuven subsequently passed away, the Isser of the Grushas Ach preceded the Nefila, so then when the Nefila happened, there was already this Isser already from the first second on. So Shimon never even had a half a minute to go and be Miyabim because of the fact that this was a Grushas Ach which was also ready from years before. That's the case of Reb Elazar. But in our case, when Reuven passed away, and Mrs. Reuven fell to Levi, and Levi was a Mufna, was absolutely Mutter Lechatchelen, had a Chiv to go and be Miyabim. There was no Isser at that time. Subsequently, there was an Isser. Why? Because afterwards he went and made Maimer, and then Shimon passed away, and now the Eishu Shimon now is now a Zika, Eishu Zuka, the Achoy Zuka Kosei issue. Oh, no. But that is not an Isser that was Bishas Nefila, that happened later on. So maybe when did Reb Elazar say on Daf Kuf Ches that it's Osir? When Bishas Nefila it was Osir. Oh, Bishas Nefila, there's nothing to talk about, there's no way to go and change the facts, remains awesome. However, in our case, where there was originally a Heter Leibam, and then there was a momentary, a short period of time, even a long period of time, that he couldn't be Miyabim because he had the Maimer and the Shimon passed away, and therefore there's the Zika from the Achoy Shimon. But when the Achoy Shimon passes away now too, and now that's now behind us, so it was Hutra, Venesra, Bechazer V'Hutra. And therefore, Rav is now saying that the teretz that I would have given, should have given, might have given to Rav Amnuna, is really an erroneous teretz. Because although the Mishnah Kufches says that Rabbi Elazar holds in that case Asur, but that's because there was a pre-existing Yisim Bishas Tefila. Here we're talking about Bishas Tefila, it was Mutter. So the two cases are not parallel. That's why he said it's awesome forever. I love this. In our case, he didn't say that. And so therefore that would have been a Shvacha Teretz. I'm happy I didn't give the Teretz to Rav Amnon. And then he thought about it again. And he said, no, in fact, this was a good Teretz after all, that Rabbi Elazar would hold his halacha even in our case. Even in our case where there was a heter b'shas nefila, and then there was a period, an interval, that it was osir, Rabbi Elazar would hold that it's osir forever. How does Rava know this? Because Rava discovered a b'raisa. V'atanya, I have a b'raisa. This is b'loshen ichusa. Rabbi Elazar oimer, meisi yevim toy muta b'ishtoy. That's the case in our Mishnah, two lines before the end of the Mishnah. Meisa yevam yichmes es ishtoy. What happens in meisa ishtoy? It's also talk. He's not allowed to be miyabem. In fact, who was the one that said that? That was Shmuel Veravasi that said, he has to go and do chalitza and not do ibam. But of course, that's not like Rav. So therefore, when Rav Amnuna originally asked his kasha on Rav, how does Rav say that mutter beishtoy? I have this Moshe Ramnuna. I have the Mishnah of the Gimel Achim Beis the Sum Beis Achoyes, where we said that it remains Osa Chaletz Loi Misya Bemes. Is the Chayyish Starke Kasha on Rav? So going through the mental acrobatics once again. Initially, Rava was Ishtik. He didn't know the answer. Then afterwards, Rava said, "No, I should have answered him. This goes against Blazar. That it remains Osir. Why? Because of the fact in the case in Daf Kufches that it was a Grusha Sach remains Osir. You can't go and do." Even. Oh, but then afterwards I thought, but maybe only in the case if it's Bishas Tefila. But here there was Bishas Tefila was Mutter, but then afterwards I thought about it again, that I found this Bryson that said, Taka, our case, Vamish! Our case, a Miss Mesa Ishtoi, that the wife died, Oisi Vamacha, let's Vamisa Bemis, that's the case like our Mishnah, like the Gemara was talking about. What did the Gemara say? Zoktach Rebbe Lazar, that is Taka Osir to go Mimi Yabim, it's Choltzif Loi Mis Yabim. So I see that even the case where Bishas, the original Nefila Leyibim, she was Mutter. And only subsequently there was an Isur, but after that, that Isur went away. I would have thought Chazr Leteira HaRishoyin. Zoktach Rebbe Lazar, nein. Rebbe Lazar holds Kivin Shinesa Sho Achas. Shuv ein loy heter elamis, and that's why chaylatzis v'loy misya bemes. So therefore, bottom line is that Mishnah can go according to Rabbi Elazar, and it's not shver on Rav because Rav doesn't hold like Rabbi Elazar. Rav holds like the Rabbanan that disagree with Rabbi Elazar in the case of megarish es ishtoy and afterwards hechzir. Oh, fine. So we end for the kasha on Rav by saying that Mishnah does go according to Rabbi Elazar after all. Hold word for word like Rabbi Elazar, because that's the very case we're talking about. Going back to the Gemara, Iboyelahu Meisa Ishtoi might be a Vemtoi. What did Shmuel Rav Asi say? Amri Tavayu Meisa Ishtoi also be a Vemtoi, which means you could have to have a Chalitza. And does Dr. Rabbi Elazar Meisa Ishtoi also be a Mechaletz Le Misa Bemes? Is a Chayyish Mamish like Rabbi Elazar? Say Shmuel Rav Asi fill Temi Kerabon. We can be flexible, we can hold like the Rabbanan too. Because Ad Kalei Pligmi Rabban Alei Rabbi Elazar, in that case, what was that case? The case of the Grushas Ach, where Reuven took back his wife and then he died. When the Rabbanan say it's Mutter over there, El Mishum Din Mefila Ve'eloch Le Mitzer Alayu. There is a contrary Svara. Until now we gave the Svara that the Issa was already pre-existing before the Mefila, because Reuven had been Megarish his wife before he was Machzir. So from the moment that he was gave a get to his wife, became also to Shimon. Now the Gemara is saying a faket isvar. What's a faket isvar? That's taka correct. But once Reuven went and remarried her, then we forget about the earlier history. That early history, we push the delete button as if it never happened, and we start from square one again, and therefore the button say, now when Reuven dies, it's a regular, normal case of an Eishes Achshe Ein Labanim, and therefore he can go and be Miyabim her. And Mishum the Nefila, the Eilech, from the time of Nefila, there wasn't any new Isser. That old Isser went poof, that went away, because he went and remarried her. So therefore, there was no Isser, and that's why the Rabbanan hold in Yenek case of it's mutter. Aval hacha, in our case, the itzer, what means the itzer? That after the Mrs. Reuven fell liyibam to Levi, and Levi was maimer her before he was miyabimer, then a new isser came on the scene when Shimon passed away, and when the Eisha Shimon now fell for Levi, and Levi unfortunately could not go with miyabim, and he could not consummate his own marriage because of the achoyzik who caused the problem of hacha the itzer. Post nefila, even the rabbanim would be moid in such a case that chiletzes v'loy misyabemes. So therefore, Shmuel Rabasi say we can hold like everybody. We can certainly hold like Rabbi Elazar, but we can hold even loy the rabbanim. Okay, the next Mishnah and the next Gemara is a little bit simpler. Yes, Rabbi Menashe.
Just two quick questions on this Gemara. So in that situation earlier where Eshet Levi, who he had performed Maimah with,
yes.
Shimon passes, so Eshet Shimon is available. His Maimah wife passes away. Eshet Shimon passes away. He cannot marry the woman that he was Maimar with because she's a Potsipukato.
Correct.
The question was, if his Maimar, I assume it's the same case, if his Maimar wife,
yeah.
Eshet Levi, passes away, he cannot marry Eshet Shimon, Eshet Shimon,
right.
Because again, he would have, the same, he was a fool to marry her before.
L'choyre should be the same thing.
So it's the same, so like, they could have used either case, they just decided to use this case.
I think that that's correct. Okay. I think that's correct.
The second question is this thing about Shah Nifila. Why is it being brought up?
One second. The case of the Gemara is that Mesa Ishtoi, the Ishtoi of the of Shimon, and now he wants to go and be and consummate his marriage.
Yes.
So you ask, what happens if his own wife would pass away? Would he be able to go and be miyam?
Because he was assured to marry her, because he was, had maimed with his own wife. So
right, now the chayyut should be the same thing.
Yeah. If his full wife died, he'd be able to marry her sister. The chayyera. Mm-hmm. This was not even a full wife. This was just a maimer wife.
Yeah, but this was during the period of time that she fell the Yibam,
yes,
he could
exactly.
not go and marry her because it was a Chayzik Kukosa.
Right, but now there's no longer a Chayzik.
It's the Chayzik Kukosa. The same Chayzik between Rav and Rav Chanina and Mr. Friedlander, and between Shmuel and Ravasi. Whether Kivan, Shehutra, Benesir, Chazuhutra, whether.
But it's the same case.
Yes, Ramanash, next question.
And the Nefila, the Shah Nefila, why is it brought up here? Because if she had a get at the time of the Nefila, yeah. i.e. she wasn't Eshet Reuven then she does not belong to the house, then she would not fall Yibun anyway. To
sure,
anyway.
Absolutely.
So this whole notion of the Shah Nefila seems to be Shah Nefila seems to be unnecessary to talk about.
But Reuven married her, yeah.
I understand.
The Shah Nefila, she was Eshet Reuven, she did belong to the house.
Right. 100%. If Reuven ever married her again, then Reuven died.
The time Reuven died, she was part of Reuven. She was Reuven's
body. Okay, on to the next mission. Next mission is pretty straightforward because we've had this halacha before. You always got to wait 3 months. Why do you got to wait 3 months? For the first one, the second one. That's, of course, the answer by Loit Tesiabim. The question is, why Loit Tachloit? What's the problem being Chulis during the first time? We're not saying that after the Chalitza she should go marry somebody. You got to wait 90 days. You got to wait 3 months. Maskim. Why can't you do Chalitza?
You can't do Yibam because of Chalitza.
Okay, so actually we're going to talk about that on the Amid base. What your Svar is one Svar, then we're going to have other Svars as well. We're going to see Mitchell. But in the meantime, Yivam Aloy certainly Loit Tesiabim, and it's also Loit Tachloit for the first 3 months. V'chaim, the same thing applies called Sharon Hashem. All other women throughout the world that were ever married or lived with someone or whatever, and now they are now going to marry a new person, so therefore she was an almona, she was a grusha, whether it was from an eiris, from an nisu, whatever the situation was, she wants to now marry somebody else.
Even though
she was an eiris, a rusa until now, lo yisarsu v'lo yinasu asher v'shloish chadoshim echad psulais, even though they were still psulais, v'echad beulais if they were already beulais, echad grusha v'echad Almonois, Echad Nisuois, V'Echad Arusois. It doesn't matter what the situation is. L'choyra, the Arusois and the Psulois is the same case, and the Suois and the Beulois is the same case. Rashi already asks and says that the Gemara will discuss it. But the point is, no matter what the circumstances was, she's leaving one man going to another man, you gotta wait 90 days, in all cases. Now Rabbi Yehuda, however, disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Hanesuois Yis Arsu, Varusois Yenasu. After all, the whole problem is Lahavchen Bein Zera Lazera. If she was until now a Nesua, okay, full-fledged Nesua, Maskim, but all she's going to do now is Ederson, okay? Ederson is not a problem. Ederson, just give the ringle, you just give the star, you don't do beer, no problem, everything is fine. Forget, if until now she was just an Arusa to the first husband, and therefore just an Arusa, she just got the ringle, and now she got divorced, or him and Almana, you know, so she's allowed to go and have a full-fledged Nesua with the second one, because there was no Zera from the first one. But Rabbi Yehuda is saying is the Chayda very, very simple. Rabbi Yehuda, however, says there is an exception to the rule, chutz, this is not the case by Yehuda. In Yehuda, the Arusois were libay gaspa. And what means libay gaspa? So Rashi explains a little bit bekitzer that in Yehuda there was a fear that on the night of the Nisuin, the Chosen Kala would be so frum and so erlich and all the rest that they would be mispayish zemizer, and that they wouldn't, the Chosen doesn't know the Kala doesn't know the Chosen, that they would feel very uncomfortable the first night. So therefore, to give them a level of ishtikal comfort between the Erisin and the Suin, we used to be miyachid them. Miyachid, not for the purpose of bia, but for the purpose of getting to know each other a little bit better, so that by the time that they have the Nisuan, they would know each other, there wouldn't be that degree of shame or embarrassment or of, you know, unfamiliarity. Very good. So therefore, there was a shtikl yichad. So even though 90% of the time nothing happened, rather they spoke about what's going on in the Torah world, what did you learn in the daf today, what did you learn in the seminary, etc., etc. But nevertheless, once in a while, you know, if you have a little bit too much familiarity, it could lead to that. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, in Yehuda, even though they were only Erisin, but because they went and did these special measures so that they should feel a little bit more comfortable with one another, and therefore it might have led to Bia, therefore, you know, don't allow for Yenasu for 90 days, because you never know, it may have, probably didn't, but it might have, and therefore, they should leave a gossip. Okay, so that's what the Pewter says. The Yoisi Oimer, Kol Anoshim Yisarsu, there's never a problem of Erisin, because Erisin is the Chno Erisin. Chot Min Almana, except by an Almana, that what? Nei Ho Ibel. Ibel means Avelis, and therefore she has to wait at least, the Gemara doesn't go into it, but at least 30 days, because of the fact that she is not Avelis, and during Avelis she cannot get married. So although Alf, the problem of Lahavchin Bein Zera Lazera, there's no problem because you're only talking about Erisin, she's going to only be Ma'aris, but nevertheless, Al Tzavelis for the first 30 days, she should not go and remarry Al Tzavelis for her previous husband.
So there's an Avelis of 30 and an Avelis of a year, and now we're talking about Avelis of 3 months.
No, there's no Avelis of 3 months. The Avelis is not, it's not Avelis of 3 months.
No,
3 months is Lahavchin.
You know, so we heard Moy Cut and we had Avelis of various duration.
Right, remember, that's correct.
Shoshim, we had a year of cash. Now we're saying for an Almana, there's an event. It's
Almana of 30 days. 30 days. After 30 days, no Avelis.
Any time a husband or wife dies, is an Avelis of 30 days.
30 days. Same thing for all.
It says evil.
Even for brothers and for sisters.
100%.
Only die, only
the
for
year
parents.
Is only for parents.
Everybody else, only 30 days.
So is an
Avelis thing of David? Evil. Evil. The word evil means Avelis. You see, Rashi also bothered. Rashi yes. Says evil is Avelis. That's only 30 days.
You say the business is serving, you have to move Avelis.
I'm sorry, what's the matter?
Right.
You're talking about Lagabi Hilcha Shiva for certain purposes, Lagabi Kriya, Lagabi, whether you're allowed to go.
We've had various time periods.
Yeah, we'll get back to that, Mechem. Yes. Okay, so Timur, yes. We start beginning the Mishnah. Bishloima loytis yabam, I understand why you shouldn't do yibam for 90 days. Shemayiyah havlad ben kayama, the kapoga bi isur eishes achdirais. In other words, it's even worse than the lahavchin problem. Every woman that gets divorced and then becomes an almana and she wants to remarry, wait 90 days, lahavchin ben zera lezer. But here you got a much more crucial problem, and that is maybe she happens to be muberes. And if she's muberes and she's going to have a child, and then the yavam was miyabam her in the first 90 days, are you the way? Comes out and it's an Isser Aishis Ach Sheyesh Labanim, which is an Isser Krisis. Avad, you gotta wait. I understand. Make Chalitza. After the Chalitza, she should wait. She shouldn't go and remarry until 90 days, but do Chalitza now.
Well, who says there's a Chiyav Chalitza even? If she's pregnant, then.
We don't know.
But she might be.
That's why you have to wait.
We don't know yet.
He can't get remarried anyway. So we're wondering, so mechalitza now, mechalitza later. What happens if the Yavam is going to go now on a world tour? Is he going to be away for the next 6 months?
Well, he's being conscripted into the army.
He's going to be conscripted in the army. And so therefore the Yavam says, you know, before you leave, do chalitza now. I can't. It's not 90 days. Who cares? I'm not going to get married anyway. Nobody's giving me shaduchim. I have nobody in mind. Nobody likes me. I'm ugly. But do chalitza right now.
It's a chalitza alpha suffix. You have to make a tanai. If the chalitza is needed, then it's
chalitza. It's a chalitza, and then afterwards, if it turns out that she was taken pregnant, fine. And the chalitza was leimal of leimaret. However, if it turns out that she wasn't, then do chalitza now. You're leading into the teretz. But you understand the havamani. The kasha is a good kasha. Chalitza, what have you done? It was some makularash. You did chalitza. So do it now within the 90 days. And then the Yavam, okay, Yavam, you're free now to do whatever you want. Go to the army, go on a world tour, go on a speech tour, whatever you want. But now I'm finished. I got my chalitza. Eloi tachlitza mai. So tomorrow, the choylem temtiyov, the Rabbi Yochanan. The Yomar, we all remember vividly that not to look. I'm sorry?
What if you perform Maimar and 6 months later he sees she's not pregnant, then he can do Yibum, otherwise he can do Chalitza.
Rabbi Nasha,
no?
After the Shia, let's go and think of all other types of Hechatimsis.
Stay tuned, they're all come up.
I'd like to just focus on the facts of the Gemara. You're right, you can go and start talking about other complex situations. But on our Gemara Bokshan, nobody did Maimar, so you don't have Beishama, you don't have Beisil, but what you do have is he wanted to do Chalitza. Is that Chalitza effective? Obviously, we'll only need the benefit of the chalitza if it turns out that she's not pregnant. If she is pregnant, we don't need the chalitza. But was it a good chalitza? My, the fact that our Mishnah says don't do chalitza is the starke kasha b'yechanan the Omar chalitzas mu'uberes shmo chalitza. We had a taka machloikin between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. If you did a chalitza for a mu'uberes, and then it turned out that the child was Einoi ben Kayama, if the woman is Muberes and she has a child, I don't need the Chalitza. But what happens if she was Muberes? But unfortunately the child, Nebuch, was stillborn, was miscarried, was whatever, the child did not live, did not survive. So what's the halacha now? The halacha is, was that Chalitza effective? So Rish Lakish says that Chalitza was not effective, and you'll have to start Chalitza from square one once again. But Rabbi Yochanan said, no, Baruch Hashem, you did a Chalitza. Unfortunately, she doesn't have a child. Good, so I did a Chalitza, so everything is fine. So why does it say in a Mishnah Loi Tachleit? I think one should be Chayv as soon as possible, so that if and it turns out that she's Muberes, or she's not Muberes, and if she was Muberes and she doesn't have a child because of Vlad Ainab bin Kayama, so I did the Chalitza, so I don't have to worry about the Yavam being conscripted in the army and going on the world tour. So the fact that Amisha says Loi Tachleit is a starke kasha Rabbi Yechanan. So Timura, why do you have to pour salt in the wound? Don't you remember when we learned this sugya earlier on, we already asked the Shtarka Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan from another source. Why do you have to ask from this Mishnah? No, I dafka want to ask from this Mishnah. And Rashi says this often, because what happens if someone will come up with a teret to that other kasha that we just referred to? So that teretz will now, that kasha will be away. Ask a kasha from our Mishnah. So therefore, pishnaim edim yukum dubra. I have now two kashas of Yochanan, and I insist on asking a kasha of Yochanan from our Mishnah, just in case somebody will enter the other kasha. So you have no right from our Mishnah. It could be that we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that Chalitza would be effective even by Ishmu Beres, if it turns out it's Enavlad Shekayama. But in the time of the reason why the Mishnah says don't do Chalitza is Alt Aitza Toiva. What's Aitza Toiva? Shem Yehei Vlad Ben Kayama. Maybe in fact the Vlad will be a Ben Kayama. And what happens as a result? So she did not fall Liyibam. She did not need a Chalitza. And now this woman wants to remarry. There was never a Zika over here because Baruch Hashem, she had a child. She's Muteris Lishuk, and she wants to marry everybody. And the major, major chosin that she's looking for, the best superstar, is a Koyin. So now the chalitza that she had was worthless. Was that? People saw it. What's going to happen is, you know, you're going to have to go mimatharsim, put up plakatin, put in advertisements, all the newspapers, and tell everybody, you know, Mrs. Smith that had that chalitza that everybody saw and everybody heard about, that chalitza was really not a kosher, not a valid chalitza, because it turned out that she was muberes all along. Okay, so let's put in all the media, make a ganze fuss, because there will still be people that were at the original chalitza, heard about the original chalitza, and will not hear about the achroza. Why? Because they were away on vacation, so they didn't get the papers, they didn't hear on the radio, they didn't hear mismedish, they didn't hear about it. And then afterwards they're going to find out that she went and married a kohen, and they know that this kohen is an erlich kohen, and they know that this woman is an erlich yidna, and they got married. They'll say, oh, you see, kohen achroza is gefährlich, maybe it's talking that mahadam and mahadam, but you see, you're allowed to her. And they won't realize that the chalitza was nothing. Okay, okay, so that's a very good test.
Or she was here to be puzzled. I mean, it's strange.
And people are going to passel her from kahuna by saying that they thought that she, not that she is, that they would think that she's puzzled.
Looks like it.
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah, perception. That's very, very good if you're talking about a regular almana, meaning that the husband passed away, and say, okay, eitz a tovah kamashma. Teinach almana grusha my ikala meimer. Our mission is talking about a grusha as well. Now, of course, we don't mean that she becomes available now because she's a grusha, because then that doesn't come into Mesechtas Yevamos. That's in Mesechtas Gittin. We're talking about that the Mishnah said, Kol anoshim liyisaras liyinasu, asher yehi lahen shlosha chadoshim, echad psulos v'echad b'ulos, echad grushois. The echad almanai. So the Gemara means to say is, what happens if this Yevama, Nebuchad, poor lady, what's poor lady? She may be a rich lady, but poor lady in the sense that she was originally married to Yankel. Yankel unfortunately gave her a get. Now she remarried to Reuven. Reuven never passed away, and now she's an almana. So now we say, Shimon, don't give chalitza for the next 90 days. Why? Because maybe it's going to turn out that she's muberet, and maybe she's going to have a child, and maybe she's going to want to afterwards go and marry a kohen, and the people are going to go and say she had a chalitza, how can she go and marry a kohen?
She's a grusha anyway.
She's a grusha anyway. So in the case of grusha, let it say in the Mishnah, there he can be choylitz within the 90 days. Our Mishnah Mashma, you can never be choylitz. Why not be choylitz? Your whole world, you're worried that people are going to say chalitza yonish. Everybody knows that a grusha can't go and marry a kohen, so give chalitza to the grusha in case the yovam has to travel away or go to the army. The reason why you don't give the chalitza, because you're taking away mezoinis. What means you have the mezoinis? So if you look at Rashi, parallel to Agamar, mishum mezoini, so Rashi, de isla koshloisha meinechse bala, every woman husband passes away, she's entitled to mezoinis in the next 90 days. The koshloisha means koshloisha chadoshim. She's entitled to, for 90 days, menechse bala mezoinis. Can assign you a braisa bishmaim, like we're going to have a braisa later on the bottom of the amud. We're going to talk about that. The cholza, and if he's going to give a chalitza, for instance, a day 5 or day 10 of the 90 days, from that point on, less the mezoinis, she doesn't get mezoinis anymore. The ilimotzi mitzvah al achashloisha. But she is now stuck as an aguna until after 90 days of Absalom. So therefore, that's the reason why our Mishnah says don't give chalitza. Because you're going to give chalitza, you're going to take away her life support. You're going to go and take away her mezoinis.
But she'll get her ksuba. When her mezonos ends, she gets paid her ksuba.
That's good by a nesua. What are you going to do by an arusa?
Arusa also is a ksuva.
Let's see the Gemara now. Teinach almana grusha ma'ikal meimah. We should mafel mazaynis. The Gemara teinach nesua arusa grusha ma'ikal meimah. What happens if she was only an arusa and she was previously a grusha, and arusa is not entitled to mazaynis and not entitled to a ksuba according to this Gemara? If that's the case, so then you could give chalitz on day 1 or day 5 because you're not going to prevent her from having mazaynis. She wouldn't have mazaynis anyway. You don't have to worry about kahuna because she's a grusha anyway. So go and do chalitz the first day. El mishem the Rabbi. You see a brand new reason why you don't do chalitza. This is what Barry said in the Mishnah. The sign you learn in the Braisa. A person came in front of Rabbi Yossi. Amalei, can you do chalitza within the first 90 days? Amalei loy, loy tachlitz, you're not allowed to. So he asked him, tachlitz, ma bekach, what's the problem? I'll do chalitza. I could be muberes, what's the problem? No, karla mikraze. Im loyach boy, tzu ish, lakachas yivimtoi, vi olti yivimta ashara, vi amra el zakeinim, mein yivom ilok aloch Hashem b'Yisrael, li ove yabmi. That's mashma im leyachbeitz or im chofetz. But if he wanted to, yavmi could be miyam. And this is the famous gemara. This is what Uri was quoting at the beginning of our sugya today. Kol oil leyibim oil lechalitza. B'chol she'en oil leyibim ein oil lechalitza. It's a package deal. And therefore, since yeah,
but you answered him very good. It's all that's on the nice here. The whole mesach is full of chalitza. Full of misabem.
Right.
Now come along and say no. This thing we won't allow.
Chalitza when you could do yibim.
No, it's not true.
Anyway, so the Pinchas is right. The Isser of being Miyabim in our Mishnah is not an Isser D'Araisa. It's an Isser D'Rabbanan. What's the Isser D'Rabbanan? Because maybe she happens to be Muberes, and maybe she's going to have a Vlad Ben Kayama, and therefore it's an Isser Eishesach. But if I would know for sure Eliyahu Hanavi would come down, like the Gemara is going to say in another few lines, then I'd be permitted to go and marry her, right? But so this is a Din D'Rabbanan. It's a Din D'Rabbanan. So this Gemara also is Mitzad D'Rabbanan, and the Pasuk is an Asmachta, and what the Gemara is saying is, that once the Rabbanan said, don't do Yivam, then also don't do Chalitza. So there's really Mitzad Ikra, then you could do Chalitza. There's no problem. I'm not worried about Mezonos, not worried about Grusha, Kahuna. The reason is, since the Chacham instituted Halacha, don't do Yivam, they also said, then don't do Chalitza, package deal. In this case, not everyone. And as we state in the Mishnah, okay. There is chalitz and there is no yibam. Zukti Mora. First, let's understand what does that mean. Sveikos, my sveikos. What's the sveikos? Eilei masafi kedushin, meaning that when Reuven married Mrs. Reuven, he didn't do in the classical romantic way by putting on the ring on her finger, but instead he said, "Hey, go get your pitcher's glove or whatever glove, catcher's glove. I'm throwing the ring to you." And guess where it fell down? Safek Karav Loi, Safek Karav Loi.
In the border of four Amas.
In the middle, exactly, right in the middle. Four Amas in the middle, and we had the bar before. There were two pair of Adam, one pair of Adam, eight of that. Ah, so in Gishmak. Anyway, so that was the Safek. You know, the Safek Kedushin. In other words, let's think about this. You have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven maybe is married to Mrs. Reuven, maybe he's not married to Mrs. Reuven. Shimon is Bukhari, he's a Ponun Mufna, like you might have said before. Reuven passes away. Question is, does he fully even to Shimon? Yeah, Sveik is Choltz Lemis Yavish. Why can't he marry her?
Either she was a sister-in-law or she wasn't. She was sister-in-law, it's Yibum, and if not, she's up in New Year herself.
Exactly. If the marriage was effective and there was no child, it's a yim, be miyam. Ah, maybe the marriage wasn't effective. Okay. So yes. Then she's a psula, was never married, or bula was never married.
There is, there is.
Yeah, sorry? Yeah.
Yivama, you can force. Marriage, you cannot force.
Vadim.
So if he forced himself upon her, it's like rape. It's not that it's sweet.
Yeah. I'm not sure I understand what you're
saying. I think Maima, you have to have.
If she wasn't married, you can't do
Maima. Maima, but you have to be Midata.
Yivama can be Bal Korcha. Can be marriage. Bia cannot be Bal Korcha.
Minotaira can be marriage.
If he married her by force, it's not a nisuin. It's not.
You're talking about the original marriage of Reuven to Mrs. Reuven?
No.
Are you talking about the Yivam? We're not. He's not being Miyavim yet. The Mishnah tells you he can't be Miyavim.
No right to if the Yivam. No,
if the oven,
to
yeah.
Be Mayavin her,
right?
And he forced himself upon her.
No, yeah.
Yivam, but it wasn't Yivam.
Yeah,
because marriage, the marriage is not valid, is right.
Yeah, okay, yeah, for sure. But the point is, with the Braisa says that if you have a case of Sveikois, then the brother can only do Chalitza and not do Yivam. So we're trying to understand what means Sveikos. So if Sveikos means that I'm not sure whether she was married to Reuven or not, why does the Braisa say, bottom line, no Yibam, why not? You can do Yibam. Assuming that the two of them do it consensually, to take away your issue of forcing, if the former Mrs. Reuven says,
yes,
I would like to go and marry Shimon,
yes,
so why not? There's some sort of suffix over here. If the suffix is whether they were ever married, no problem. If they were married, then you could do yivam. That's a chiyuv. If they were not married, so he says marrying her. So what's the problem? Right? That was your point. That's what the Gemara said. Elamai muznachzong that that's not the suffix that we're talking about. Elalav suffix that it was shekidish achas mishtei achoyes. Ah, ganz andere suffix. There's ruchel and laya, and he sent the shliach, and the shliach was makadish one of them, and the shliach comes back and says, "Mazel tov, you're married. Who am I married to?" Ah, it's a good question. There were twin sisters, Rachel and Leah. I really couldn't tell the difference.
Oh, he doesn't come back.
Yeah, okay. Make it even more dramatic.
He doesn't come back. There's a real suffix.
Exactly. A real suffix. With a capital samach. He doesn't know who he is married to. V'ein yedeh men kiddush. And guess what happens now? And now he dies. He dies. So now the two suffix women who are sisters both fall to Shimon. Can Shimon go and marry Binyamin either one? No. Why not? Because it could be that that's a choiziku kosoi. It could be that Ruchel is the one that fell even because Ruchel is the one that was married to Reuven and Ruchel fell to Shimon and Shimon is marrying Leah. Or it could be that Leah is the real wife and he's marrying Ruchel. So therefore, Achoyzuku Kosar. Everybody agrees? That's why it says, Chaletzes, you have to do Chalitza. Because one of them was married to Reuven. I don't know which one. And therefore, you have to do Chalitza to both. So you shouldn't have a problem. Chotzlem is Yabas. Okay. So now, what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is according to the svara that Rabbi Yossi said before, that Yibam and Chalitza are a package deal and they go together. So Ibazoi, since he cannot do Yibam on either one, like we just said, he doesn't know which one is which, it's Sveikais, so how can he do Chalitza? And Rabbi Yossi says that the two go together. Uri svara, if you can't do Yibam, you can't do Chalitza. You can do Yibam, you can do Chalitza. They go together. Says the Gemara, you cannot compare the two cases. Hachi hashta. Hasam im yovei eliyovei yoyma. Duha kideish. Bas Chalitza, v'yibami. The case over there with the two achoyes that he doesn't know who Reuven married, that's just a factual issue. I don't know. If Eliyahu Navi would come on the scene and says, I was one of the two Adams, says Eliyahu Navi, I was there, and I saw the Shliach gave Taka to Ruchel and not to Leah, I know for sure, and he comes back and tells us, so then, obviously, Ruchel is the one that fell to Yibam, she's the one you have to do Miyabim or give Chalitza to, and the other one is this, the other one is just Chois, the Zukasa. However, in our case, he would go and say, I have good news for you, that the Mrs. Reuven was not Meuberes when Shimon wants to be Miyabim or give Chalitza to her. Would we listen to Leo and Avi and say, okay, Shimon, you can go and be Miyabimer within the 90 days? Haktana to la basiburihi, even my Haktana who cannot possibly become Mu'uberes, and nevertheless afilo hachitzrich lahamtin gimel chadoshim. Because when the Chacham made their original gzeira, it was a loy plug gzeira, all across the board, echad psulis, echad almanis, echad grushais, echad echad arusais, echad nasuais, everybody's also echad ketanois.
It didn't say Haktanos though, it didn't say
Haktanos. Our mission didn't, but we had the Gemara really before, that Haktana also is part of that gzeira, and therefore, since it's a sweeping gzeira across the board, even if Leo Navi comes down and says, I know for a fact that she's not Mubaris, I'm very sorry, because even if she was a Ketana, we wouldn't allow her to go and marry for 90 days.
We see that all the Gzedas became even after Leo. And say, I know everything, Gornish.
Right. Anyway, so therefore, that's why you cannot bring a parallel between the two cases. Rabbi Yossi is saying over here, since you cannot be Miyabim, even Aktani can be Miyabim because of this Gzeda, therefore you cannot do Chalitza. That's why the Mishnah says, Loi Tisyabim V'Loi Tachlitz. In the case of the man who's not sure who his real sister-in-law is, which one you can be Miyam, which cannot be Miyam, it's just a question of fact. Wait for Leo Nov, if he could tell you, then you'd know for sure. That's why they are B'nei Yibam V'Chalitza. Just I cannot do the Yibam because I don't know. So therefore you do have a Chiyav of Chalitza. But our Mishnah, you don't have Chalitza, because even if Leo Nov comes, you still wouldn't allow for Yibam, and you wouldn't allow for Chalitza across the board. Awesome. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, a new brisa. Now we're going to talk about the Mezoinis. Mr. Friedlander wanted to know what happens after the 90 days. Yevama Shloisha Chadoshim Rishon, the first 3 months, Mezoinis Mishabat. She continues to get from her former husband's nechos. Mikan v'eilach, once the 90 days are over, ein nizoinis, she gets no mizoinis, loy mishel bal, v'loy mishel yavam, because she should insist that the yavam make up his mind, ASAP. Yavam could theoretically give Yibam or Chalitz on day number 91. And therefore, she should go and follow up on her right.
Chalitza, she has nothing.
At least she's mutayas hashuk, then she can go and get married to somebody else. What happens if, in fact, this Yavam is not a nice guy? Omar Bedin Ubar, she took him back into Bezdin. And the Bezdin said, yes, you have to start going in and out. Or, Bezdin didn't have a chance to say anything because et gemachta pleite, he ran away. Now we got to punish the Yavam. Yavam, you don't want to do a maisa of Yim Chalitza? Fine, but you're going to have to pay the mezoinis anyway. Now, what happens Nafalafnei Yavam Katan? What happens then? The only Yavam that's around is Nebuchadnezzar. He's 10 years old, and she cannot even have Yim Chalitza for the next 3 years. We spoke about it the other day. Soros, Rameir, Chalitza, etc. Anyway, Nafalafnei Yavam Katan. Mi Yavam Lesla. There's no question that the Yavam doesn't have to pay her, because I don't even know if the Yavam has an estate. He's only 10 years old. But even if he has money, it's not his fault.
His brother's estate.
And that's going to be bound.
We're talking about Mi Yavam. Mi Yavam Lesla. From the Yavam's property, you certainly don't have, because the Gemara, the Mishana give a number of Pshatim, but the Pashup Pshat is, because the Yavam is an honest, there's nothing he can do about it. It's not his fault that he can't be Mi Yavam or give Chalitza.
He's a Knas.
Exactly. Mi Baal Mai. The question is, can we give her support from the original husband? What's the halacha? She does not get from the Baal's and the Chosim, even though unfortunately she's an aguna, is going to have to wait for the next 2 or 3 years until the cotton becomes a gadol. Why? That's the what HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, that this is what's going to happen, that she's going to fall before this yavam cotton. I'm very sorry, there's nothing I can do. In terms of monetary, we cannot go and take from the Baal's and the Chosim. It's not the Baal's fault. It's not her fault. It's not the Yavam's fault. That's the way the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted
and
it to be.
He says there's no ksuba either. It was a cotton.
If it was a, the cotton is the Yavam, the original.
So it's a ksuba.
Fine, she collected
the
ksuba.
He ran away. No, you can't get
no,
ksuba.
No, the
Baal died.
I see.
The Yavam is a cotton. So we have the ksuba, we have money in all places. The Yavam doesn't have to give mezainis, he's an onus. The Baal doesn't have to supply mezainis. The Baal is, of course, already the Olam HaEmes. We don't take mezainis from his estate, Mishamai Kansua. Instead, she can go and collect her ksuba, and hopefully, if she doesn't have a voracious appetite, she'll be able to go and support herself until the Yavam gets
so
to be a bar mitzvah.
Ksuba, yeah,
she gets the ksuba, but she, yeah, the ksuba she gets, but she doesn't get mezainis any longer. Turn about. We're just going to learn another 3-4 lines, 5 lines until the 2 dots. What happens if Yavama or the Achim did give a Chalitza B'toich Shloisha? We already said in the Mishnah Loitach Loit, but they did do Chalitza. And what happens now? 90 days pass and she wants to go and remarry someone. It turns out that there was no Yibam or Chalitza, there was no pregnancy, whatever. She waited 90 days, as well as she had a Chalitza in the middle. She has to wait. What are the 90 days? Says Rashi, from the Yoim Hamisa. She doesn't wait 90 days from the Yoim of the Chalitza, the 90 days from the Yoim Hamisa. Vaita, the Gemara says in Tapla Acher Gimel, what happens if she got the Chalitza after the 90 days are over? Ein Tzricha Lahamten Gimel Chadosh. She doesn't have to wait another 90 days. She waited already 90 days from the Misa, she doesn't have to wait another 90 days from the Chalitza.
What?
So everybody would say, of course, it's a little poshut, right?
Right.
That's your question.
Right.
So to Yimara, Have, what do we see from this brisa that Hagimel Chadosh Sheamru, the 90 days of Bamesh Mishas Mises Abal, Flo Mishas Chalitzas Hayafa? Okay, so again, double portion, yeah, obvious. Frank Timor, not so obvious. Maishno Miget, why is it different than a get? What's the difference again? The Rav Om Mishas Nasina, Ushmul Om Mishas Ksiva. What happens if a Soifer wrote a get? And he only gave the get, the Baal only gave the get to his wife 30 days later, 60 days later. Rashi already points out, he's not allowed to go and live with his wife after the Zman Ksiva, because if he were to live with her, that would be called a get Yoshin, and that would not be good. So we're talking about that they live in two different houses, no problem, I'll get Yoshin. Okay, so now... I'm sorry? Yeah, exactly. Get Yashem passes the get because of the fact that it's an old get. The word Yashem means that it's old, not old in terms of antiquity. It's old in the sense that if they had a
la- It's expired.
Good. So now, well, at least he had the ability. But here we're talking about the loy nesiach. Anyway, so let's look at the top Rashi. Umayishna mi get derav om mishas nesina. The Afel gav the mishas ksiva loy nesiach rima. There was no yichud. They were separate cities. They weren't together. Dim kain, because if they were yichud, they were together. Havle get yoshin. Has a din of get yoshin that invalidates the get. Vafil hachi. We start counting for purposes of the 90 days from the Shas Nesina. Hachanamni, if that's the case, Nimni Mishas Chalitza. Meaning, let's assume that the date of the get, in fact, is 60 days, Lamashal, before the day of the Nesina Seget. So during that time, they were not together, separate cities. New Jersey, New York. New York, Hong Kong. Totally far apart. No get Yashin problem. But now he finally gives a turn, 60 days later. When do you have to start counting your 90 days? So Lechayra would have said 90 days from the Shas Ksiva. Because as soon as he started writing, they weren't allowed to be in the Siachid. So then 90 days. No. You wait for the Shas Nesina. Why? That means I have 60 days plus another 90 days. So why don't you say the same thing, Lagabi, the Misa and the Chalitza?
Because the Chalitza, in case of Misa, there's no chance they can live together. In the case of the Get, they were married once, they might get together. It's always a problem.
We're saying the loy nesiachanima. If you're one's in Hong Kong, one's in New York, then you're masking, right? Even through emails, you still can't live together. So through texting, you still can't do it. But anyway, the Gemara gets nachul. So maishlam, you get to Rabba Mishas Nesina. Why do you say Mishas Nesina? That you have to add on the additional period. You don't start counting the 90 days from the Shas Ksiva, but from the Shas Nesina, which could be 60 days. It could be even 6 months plus 90 days. In other words, it could have been a long interval between Shas Ksiva and Shas Nesina. But nevertheless, you add on from this man of the get. So here too, Chalitz is a form of get in a sense. So also start counting a new 90 days from this man of the Chalitza. Why don't we count by the Chalitza new 90 days from the Chalitza? Amarava Kal Vachomer Issa Kores Hitarta Issa Lav Leikoshkein. What does the Imam mean to say? Says Rashi, Issa Kores Liyavim Hitarta Liachar Gimel Chadoshim Miyad. What happens if 90 days pass? The husband passed away, now 90 days passed since then, and the Yavama is not Mu'uberis. Can she go and now be Nesiyabim through her Yavam? For sure, right? And 90 days are over, you can do Yivam immediately. And she wants to do Yivam, otherwise she's going to lose her Mezainis. So Avadi allowed to do Yivam immediately. There was an Issacharis until now. Issacharis of Eishasach, and maybe Yeshlav. No, there's no Banim. So we will matter the old Issacharis that we had by waiting 90 days. Says Dr. Rashi, Le'issalav, L'shuk le'koshkein demutaris le'achalitzim miyad. If 90 days were sufficient to remove the Issar of Kares, then the 90 days should certainly be sufficient to remove any issa of marrying Lishuk, which is only an issa loisia mesa achut lizar. So therefore, since I have this kal v'chomer, the madach, the 90 days from misa takes away the issa of kares. Avad that 90 days takes away the issa of loisia ishus mesa chutza. Avad you still have to have the chalitza. But as soon as the chalitza happens, a second later, she can go marry. You don't have to wait another 90 days.